you that reality is usually scoffed at, illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you, the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They're my views, the views of our guests, the views of our callers. And, of course, we welcome your calls from out across America at 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. But please hold your calls for the time being. We have with us on the line Bill Sardi, who's a health journalist, certainly a supporter of Radio Liberty, and one of the best informed people I know of on matters dealing with health and really what's going on behind the scenes today. And believe me, there are a lot of things going on behind the scenes. Bill, thanks so much for being with us again today.
Great to be with your audience, and of course it's an exciting time with so many wonderful and confusing stories of everything from flesh-eating bacteria to vaccines to an impending flu epidemic. Is this for real? Is any of it false? What can we do about it? These are all the good questions.
Well, you know, Bill, one of the things that nobody ever asks is, you know, we have the second most deadly influenza virus in all recorded history. Why would they make up 5,000 vials of that, a most deadly, second most deadly virus in all human history, and an organization that's under contract to the CDC? Why would they do something like that? And then just accidentally, oh, shucks, we didn't know what we were doing, and with such poor judgment, and send them all throughout the world. It sort of sounds like 9-1-1 all over again, doesn't it? Oh, shucks, we should. How could that have happened? We just don't understand. Have you noticed nobody's ever punished for what they do?
Well, it seems like what they practice comes into reality. They were practicing attacks, the 9/11. They even had a 9/11 response team developed in the government before there was an event called 9/11. They had practiced on the streets of New York 2 years previously as if the same event was going to occur. And so it seems like what they practice, and they've been actually having viral war games at the CDC for some time now. So, and what we're hearing about is an epidemic of the flu that's likely to sweep the globe, a pandemic, as they call it, that could kill millions. And we hear that, well, it's likely to happen because these things happen every so many years. Untrue if you go check the cycles. And that it seems like this latest one is going to jump from the animals to humans and then become something that we have no immunity to, and all of a sudden it turns out to be the same strain as they pulled out of the dead bodies that were frozen in Alaska in the tundra up there that died in the 1918 flu pandemic. So isn't that interesting? After we sent up the people from the United States Department of the Army, and they went up and pulled that gene sequence out to figure out what it was that killed everybody in 1918, that suddenly thereafter, this is the very same strain of thing they expect to go around the world. And, of course, they're predicting this thing, almost acting as if they're disappointed it hasn't hit yet, and telling us it's going to come. And then all of a sudden, well, they sent out, as to update your listeners, they sent out 5,000 test kits for laboratories all over the world, and laced in there one that could be mortal to a lot of people in order for them to test to see the check influenza viruses. And so if one got out by that mistake, there it is. There's the pandemic. And they could, no one would know where it came from.
And why would you make up 5,000 vials of such a deadly virus? You know, people back in Washington, D.C. are not stupid. They may say lots of things, but they're not stupid. Anybody would like the testimony of Dr. MacArthur, 1969, before the House Appropriations Committee, asking for $10 million to create a new disease that would be a form of mass killing. Those were his words, mass killing. Give us a call. We'd be glad to send it to you free of charge. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty. coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay. Our guest this afternoon is Bill Sardi, who's a health journalist who does a lot of studying and analysis of what's going on in the world, and certainly he supports Radio Liberty and helps us, but he helps me because he does a lot of surfing of the web and gets a lot of great information and sends it to me, and so that I don't have to be up on all of these things. He keeps me up on it. And one of the things we were talking about, of course, is this threat of the influenza virus, influenza pandemic. And they keep talking about it and talking about it and talking about it, focusing our attention on this danger, just as they keep talking about terrorism and terrorism and terrorism, and they don't even bother to seal the borders because they know this is not a real threat in the United States. And now, I don't know what they're planning to do with the pandemic, but Bill, don't you feel that they're really playing games with our minds in many respects?
Well, certainly they're playing games as far as our... It's kind of one of those cry wolf, you know. We had the SARS epidemic here a couple of years ago. It only killed 800 people. But such a big thing was made out of this. Now, in the West, people got that flu, but it fizzled out. It was hardly anything. It certainly wasn't a mortal type here. We have better nutrition here. We have cleaner food, purer water. And this is why. And so many of these things which start in Asia, or these diseases like the flesh-eating Ebola or the Marburg virus we hear about now in Africa, in Angola, this is where, of course, they have such poor nutrition, and, of course, therefore they get these diseases. It's never going to spread here. Some of these things are never going to be that potent here. But you can see the concern we have when the World Health Organization comes out and says that the world population is going to hit 9 billion, and it's 6 billion now, and the 50 poorest countries is where the growth is going to be, and the poorest countries have the worst nutrition and the poorest immunity. Now, if you wanted to cull the population size of the world, just start a pandemic. And, of course, the evolutionists believe in this. This is survival of the fittest. Let's reintroduce the diseases in order to control the population size of the world. So, quote, we won't have wars. We won't have famine. And, of course, this is, of course, all a falsehood. If you listen long enough to Radio Liberty, you'll listen to Dr. Stan tell you about how none of this is true, and when populations become economically developed, the women control the baby family sizes go down. And, of course, when all this was considered, the population would boom.
Hold that thought right there for just a moment here. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, and our guest this afternoon is Bill Sardi. We're simply talking about the population explosion threat that we keep being told about. Oh, my goodness, we've got to do something about the population threat. We've got to cut back having children here in America because, do you realize, of course, in the Muslim world, why they're having lots of children, and that's why we've got to cut back having children here. Do you realize the world population is going to reach 9 billion here before very long? And so, so much of what they're saying really doesn't make any sense. But that really doesn't matter. I think that there is another agenda out there Bill is alluding to. So pick up the story there, Bill.
Well, and certainly, who holds the most deadly viruses? Would it be biological terrorists? Would it be Al-Qaeda, who doesn't have a lab and certainly doesn't probably have the expertise to do this? And if they released a virus, it would attack the third world and kill more Muslims probably than anybody else. So this would make no sense whatsoever. You'd have to be a total madman to do this kind of thing. So who has possession of these mutated viruses that humans have no immunity to? Well, here's the headline, U.S. to create a bird flu virus mutation. It says here the Centers for Disease Control, U.S. Has begun a series of experiments to see how likely the bird flu virus could result in a human pandemic. So, therefore, they've taken it upon themselves to make various mutations of this H5N1 avian bird flu virus just to see how virulent they could make this and mutate it. So who's got them? Our own government has them.
And if they are foolish enough to send out 5,000 vials of the second most deadly flu virus, known to mankind, how can we trust them with anything else?
Well, and so the public gets updated to this. These were test kits. These were things you send to lab to validate that they are testing the right strain of the flu or so on. Now, the labs had no idea there was a virulent, dangerous flu strain that was sent to them. It's only one of the labs happened to examine this 2 years later and found it and then pointed this out, and then they all go, oh, my gosh, how did that get in there? You see, and all this thing had to do was get out of a lab somewhere in the world. And then they could have, of course, said, we don't know where it came from, and all something must have jumped from a pig to a human, and we're off, and here comes the pandemic. And, of course, we see, as if this is being planned, Britain has 14 million vials of a drug to try to calm down the symptoms of the flu. It doesn't stop the virulence or the transmission from person to person, but we're trying to do the same here. Eventually, we've got 450 people being treated with a special strain of this H5N1 vaccine to see if we can't vaccinate everybody. And we already have pre-ordered 180 million doses of this.
And we don't even know that it's ever going to be a problem, but we're going to have the vaccine just in case it is? That doesn't make any sense.
The just-in-case part is the tough part, because this is where they're going to possibly create panic and tell people it could come here, it might come here. They could quarantine us. They could create panic. Who will get the 180 million doses and who won't? Would your young children get them? They're untested in children and not proven to be safe yet. They're only testing 18-year-olds to 64-year-olds. It's the very young and the very old that are vulnerable and have a compromised immune system. So, and we could see here in the state of Colorado, now they've tried to launch a program where they would keep an immunization database so they could tell kids, you know, which children got which vaccines. They're supposed to get a total of 26 of them now. That isn't 26 shots. There's more injections than that. Some of them require a series of three or five or whatever. So you just have this horrible growing list of every possible virus and disease you're getting vaccines for, and this is why we see so much autoimmune disease, rheumatoid arthritis, lupus, and so on. Also comes from medications. But then we see the autism, and of course we become greatly concerned about that. And we know here in the headlines that Merck misled on the vaccine, said they were mercury-free, and then they still contain some of the mercury. And we know that our own EPA, Environmental Protection Agency, said that's more mercury than we allow in industrial and normal contamination. So small children not having the immune system, and smaller bodied, the mercury can get into the brain and cause these kind of troubles. And we do see that the American Academy of Pediatrics has continued to maintain that thimerosal is safe and the best preservative to use. And then we have Dr. Phil Rudnick, a PhD professor emeritus of chemistry, Westchester University in Pennsylvania, who's tracked this down and sent me the records, pursuing a doctor who's a spokesperson for the American Academy of Pediatrics, who said it's thimerosal is a safe and best preservative to use. It's very effective and makes vaccines cheap to manufacture. So we tracked him down and said, where does it say that it's safe and this is the best one to use? And this doctor got back to Dr. Rudnick and said, I really never said that. I was on a cell phone interview with a news reporter, and here's what I said, and they misreported it. Of course, did this doctor call for a retraction? Did the American Academy of Pediatrics call for a retraction, straighten that out? No, they left this as a fact for parents to believe that thimerosal, this mercury compound in vaccines, was safe to use and so on. So this is the kind of thing we're getting. So your babies are being given vaccines that say thimerosal or mercury-free when they still have some mercury in them. There's less mercury, but it still has it in it, and it's still way too much, and it should be zero. And we've tried to share some other information. There are even better preservatives and so on. So this kind of goes on and on. We're pushing a vaccine agenda, and that just today it's just announced by the National Vaccine Information Center that now our National Institutes of Health has issued a contract to a Dutch biotechnology company to develop an Ebola vaccine. Then they're going to force this on all these people in South African countries. And, of course, I have in my hand from the journal called Cell, Volume 106, 2001, simply talks about the Marburg and Ebola viruses, and it simply says that if you had enough folic acid, a cheap 10-cent B vitamin, you'd probably head off these infections because the viruses couldn't enter the cells. If you have enough, these are called a family of filoviruses, and you would stop this. And as to try to give you the wording from the report, it says the observation that folic acid can inhibit entry of filoviruses into the cell, and of course that gives us the prospect of treating this for the first time. So this is the report I have in my hand. We've talked about SARS virus could be blocked with a simple dietary nutrient called quercetin. Dr. Tom Levy has shown us that the West Nile virus can be safely treated with high doses of vitamin C. So all of this is covered up while we keep pushing vaccines and pushing vaccines. And then we're not so sure what the preservatives are in the vaccine, and then the adjuvants. These are things they put in there to spike up your immune system so it'll work. And, of course, the problem is sometimes things get snuck in there that are toxins or trigger autoimmune disease and so on. So I think there's reasonable pause here to question every vaccine now that we possibly get. I have a 10-month-old, almost 11-month-old child here at home. It's my first child, and we've had no vaccination so far. The baby receives lots of vitamin C, equivalent of 6,000 milligrams for a full-grown human, and we've had no colic, no rashes, no sickness in the first 11 months. So we're going to see what we do. We may vaccinate against pertussis, whooping cough, because that's going around the country. And why? Because did biological terrorists bring us whooping cough or TB that's circulating around the country or hepatitis? No, it's the immigrants being allowed to walk over the border without a health screening from Mexico, and this is what's caused this. And if you have family and friends who have an unremitting cough, you're going to find out that you really have whooping cough. Nobody told you this. So this is what's going around the country. We're not saying anything. It's politically unacceptable to bring this up. And so the immigrant groups don't want to hear about it. But if you happen to go to a Mexican restaurant where people get hired that have hepatitis, well, the unions won't let those people be screened for hepatitis. So this is what you're going to get. I avoid those restaurants. So this is the kind of thing we're getting. We're allowing all kind of diseases to come, and then we're allowing the drug companies to come in and say, we'll save you with a vaccine against hepatitis, against whooping cough, all these things, and well, we're over-vaccinating the public. But don't worry, because the veterinarians have already figured out they are over-vaccinating dogs and cats and pets, and they're already starting a program to stop the yearly, annual vaccinations because the pets are not surviving. It's inducing cancer. But don't worry, we'll save our pets. And, of course, we'll let the young children suffer. The veterinarians have already figured out we're over-vaccinating our animals. We're doing the same to humans. I imagine in the next 10 years we'll just line our kids up for 89 different vaccines and everything will be fixed. You know, point is we have innate immunity. We need to build our immune systems. We've talked about that before, how to do it nutritionally. And, of course, selenium, zinc, vitamin C, vitamin E, some of these kind of things. We talked about things to keep in the home, elderberry syrup or oil of oregano, these kind of things for your babies and children that you can give readily. And every child ought to be getting vitamin C every day.
And I certainly agree with you. Actually, 2 weeks from tomorrow, why we're going to have Dr. Mark Geyer here. He had the chance to actually go through the CDC database on the vaccinations. One group given the vaccinations with mercury, the other without. He found in those that got the mercury, 2 to 6 times increase in autism and other neurodevelopmental abnormalities. The media has not told you that just about a month ago, Julie Gebberding, who's the head of the CDC, fired the entire vaccine safety unit there at the CDC for suppressing the information about the harm of thimerosal and not a word in the controlled media. And 1 in every 6 American children has a neurodevelopmental abnormality or a behavioral abnormality, and it didn't happen by accident.
Now, most people laugh at the idea that there is or has been a secret society. I wanted to tell you about a tape we have. It's a talk I gave before the Concerned Women of America some years ago, and it basically goes back into the background behind the secret society, which was formed in England and eventually came to America and came to be known as the Council on Foreign Relations. It goes into the background of Cecil Rhodes. And how does that secret society that he created impact on you today? If you read the works of Professor Carol Quigley, who was Bill Clinton's mentor, you'll understand that Professor Quigley is probably one of the leading experts today on history, but also a man who had the courage to speak out. You need to get the four-tape set, The Secret Government, to understand what Professor Quigley taught Bill Clinton. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, because America is under attack today.
This is health journalist Bill Sardi. A secret of healthy aging was recently found among people who have lived unusually long, healthy lives. The longest-lived woman, Jean Calment of France, who lived 122 years, and man, Antonio Todd of the Italian Isle of Sardinia, who lived 115 years, as well as the Queen Mother of England, who lived 100 years, outliving one of her daughters by 3 decades, was their daily consumption of red wine. But health authorities have been reticent to recommend an alcoholic beverage to the public at large until now. Longevinex is the world's first stabilized French red wine extract in a pill, without the calories and without the alcohol or sulfite preservatives. One Longevinex capsule provides the red wine molecules found in 5 glasses of the best red wine. Call 866-405-4000 to order Longevinex. It's a revolutionary dietary supplement. 866-405-4000.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
Leading edge dentists know the profound effect dental materials and procedures have on the health of the entire body. If you've been searching for a holistic trained dentist who can safely treat you, look no further. Dr. David Biles has been a leader in the Santa Cruz dental community for nearly 20 years. He built a solid reputation providing exceptionally high quality cosmetic and restorative dental care long before learning the very real hazards of common dental practices. Now, as a faculty member of the Institute of Natural Dentistry, Dr. Biles has begun lecturing nationally to other dentists on alternative and complementary dental care. On request, Dr. Biles will safely remove toxic dental materials from your mouth while substituting them with safe, non-allergenic restorations. Call Dr. Biles today and take the next step to improve your health. With sedation and nitrous oxide available, Dr. Biles can help even the most anxious patients. Call 423-0121 and schedule a visit now. That's 423-0121.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here. Our guest is Bill Sardi. And, of course, we're talking about the importance of knowing how to increase your immunity, because that's what this is really all about. If you have a well-functioning immune system, it will protect you against disease. It will even protect you against many cancers. And certainly one of the great tragedies of today is when people get cancer and they give them chemotherapy and radiation. It destroys their immune response. And it's amazing how many people die very shortly afterwards. Whereas if you get your immune response back, at least you can begin to help to fight the cancer, and sometimes the body can actually take care of it. But the immune response is the key, and that's really what Bill is talking about. So pick up the story there, Bill.
Well, and certainly we're trying to provide positive stories here. I know we can just be alarmists or spread more concern. So everyone understands Radio Liberty is giving you better health information and maybe better overall political information then you're going to find in the news media today, whether it's the New York Times or ABC television or wherever, these news sources are simply not delivering the information that you need to hear. If they were, this program today, I would not need to be here. You would have already heard about it from somebody else. So you're not getting this information from the news media. What can you do to prepare for the regular flu pandemic, let alone the thing that they're worried about, this great big one that might come around? You need to be prepared against the flu and other viruses and things that get around and bother us every day. After all, 80% of the world population is infected with a herpes virus. This is all also Epstein-Barr. Even HIV is a type of herpes virus. And once it gets in your body, the body can't kill it completely. It'll get it out of the blood circulation through the immune system, but it hides in your nervous system and can erupt even years later. So we need to learn how to build our immune system so that when these things erupt from inside our own body, like viruses do, because they hide in waiting and they come out during periods of stress and sunlight exposure and after we eat certain foods like chocolates and nuts and so on. How do we build our immune system? Well, if you go to a new website, survivalvitamins.com, survivalvitamins.com, download the 11-page guide. If you do not have the internet, then you can dial 800-247-5731, 800-247-5731. Just leave your name and address and tell them you want the 11-page survival nutrition guide. There's no ads there. It's just for you to understand, what do I take? What do I give my babies? What do we start with? What can we do? And the best things, we tell everyone, start with vitamin C, go to fish oil. These are the things that lower the mortality rates, improve the immune system. Overall, whether it's cardiovascular disease or cancer or whatever it is, these are the things to start with. Start in basics. If you've got a whole family of homeschoolers, if you're on limited incomes and so on, the Survival Vitamins website will lead you to places where you can buy, we've already pre-screened these, vitamin C, 2,500 milligrams a day for only $3 a month. Fish oil, the highest grade quality that you can get for only $4.50 a month. Most people are paying $15, $25 for these kind of products. They've been pre-screened. They're high quality. We're trying to help our Christian community find ways, take baby steps to getting these dietary supplements instead of problematic drugs into our hands. And, of course, Dr. Stan, we do find it very interesting that now, just when we're finding out what we could do to stop these diseases, for instance, selenium, we mentioned it in the Survival Nutrition Guide, a little trace mineral called selenium has been found to stop influenza viruses of any kind from mutating in your body and becoming more virulent and then causing the lung damage that causes mortality. So you all ought to be supplementing with selenium every day, so viruses like the flu, certainly in our older retired population and so on, won't get the most virulent form. And instead, you're hearing about vaccines and not the nutrients. So these are the kind of things that you should be doing. We tell you how to do it at the Survival Nutrition Guide. That's 800-247-5731. Leave your name and address. I'll send that to you for free. Or at survivalvitamins.com. And isn't it interesting that now the World Health Organization, through the various parties called CODEX, this is through the United Nations, are now going to limit the amount of selenium and vitamin C and zinc in our dietary supplements. Isn't that an interesting thing? They're going to do it this summer. Is this an effort to try to keep us from getting the dosages of nutrients we need to keep our immune system up? It just seems kind of diabolical, doesn't it? What are we protecting the world from? The overdose of vitamins? You mean a little diarrhea from too much vitamin C? These are the kind of things they're scaring us away from the dietary supplements at a very time when we're just finding out how we could use them. I just talked to you about selenium and protecting you from the flu. Folic acid, a 10-cent B vitamin, how it would protect you from flesh-eating viruses and so on. So these are the kind of things we need to know. We're trying to share it with you. You're not hearing a word about this in the news media. And, of course...
Hold that thought right there.
our 14th set on the JFK assassination includes an interview with Lee Harvey Oswald. Of course, it's not an interview that I did, but it is an interview, and you'll actually hear Lee Harvey Oswald talking before the time of the assassination, a two-hour interview with Colonel Fletcher Prouty, who was the liaison between the Pentagon and the CIA at the time of the assassination of the American president, and then, of course, my overall analysis of the reasons why President Kennedy was assassinated. There's so much information that has not been put out, and if you listen to this four-tape set, you will begin to understand that there are forces at work behind the scenes which have been able to confuse the American people about the reality of the murder of an American president. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, that's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, and ask for the JFK assassination tapes.
Just or invested in gold and silver coins or bullion in the last several years? If so, you've most likely been taken advantage of. In a lot of cases, out and out lied to. There are several tricks of the trade in play in the precious metals and collector coin markets. This is especially true during a hot market. Although it doesn't take a savvy investor to avoid the pitfalls of unscrupulous coin and metals dealers, it does take some common sense and the knowledge of which questions to ask. The asset management professionals at Colonial Resources can arm you with a few simple questions to ask your current broker or coin dealer. To find out if you've been taken advantage of, or if you're thinking of investing, call Colonial Resources toll-free, 1-800-685-4042. The precious metals and collector coin markets are hot and definitely where the smart money is heading. But before you make a mistake that could cost you hundreds or even thousands of dollars, call the professionals at Colonial Resources. The call and the advice are free. 1-800-685-4042. That's 800-685-4042.
Sophisticated investors are buying gold and silver today because the dollar has lost almost 50% of its value in relationship to the euro, and the price of gold and silver has increased almost 40%. If you're interested in learning more about precious metal investing, why don't you call Bo at 831-423-0177. That's 831-423-0177. Or visit him at Elliott's Stamp and Coin Shop in downtown Santa Cruz at 141 South River Street in the San Lorenzo office building, which is located between Trader Joe's and the Signature Twin Movie Theater. Bo's telephone number is 831-423-0177. That's 831-423-0177. And he's located at 141 South River Street in the San Lorenzo office building. And if you mention you heard about Elliott Stamp and Coin Shop on Radio Liberty, why, you'll get a 15% discount on some non-investment items. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty. I guess this afternoon is Bill Sardi. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. And it's really been fascinating to watch over the last few months as the people who control the mass media throughout this country have been focusing our attention time after time after time, specifically on the danger of a new world pandemic. And then, of course, we find that the president has passed new legislation that will allow him to quarantine Americans. And then we find out that there is this new epidemic over in Thailand and Vietnam. And then we find that there's another epidemic in North Korea, and they're asking help there because 50 birds have died. 50 birds have died, and so, my goodness, the World Health Organization is going to have to step in. And now we hear this story about 5,000 vials of the second most deadly influenza virus of all time being just sort of, well, first of all, made up in the first place. Why would you make up 5,000 vials of a deadly virus, and then why would you send it out all over the world, and they sent it to Saudi Arabia, where there are lots of Islamic terrorists, and to other countries throughout the world? 80% of them may have gone to labs here, but the rest of them went to labs in other countries, many of them unfriendly to the United States. It seems impossible to believe that the people working in our government could be that incompetent. unintentionally. And as we said earlier, it's sort of like what they told us about after 9-1-1. Aw, shucks. Well, we knew the attack was coming, but nobody had ever had a thought that we might have anything like that happen here in this country. And as Condoleezza Rice said, who would ever have thought that they'd take planes and crash into our buildings? And that very morning, the military was having military exercises involving a plane crashing into a building in the United States. And that's why, of course, many of the flight controllers were really confused, because they were getting these messages, and one of them even says, is this a real attack, or is this part of the part of the program that they're putting on this morning, a part of this staged attack? And wasn't it convenient that the terrorists should have picked that very morning when they were having these trial attacks for them to do the attack, or is it possibly that reality is usually scoffed at and illusion is usually king? Well, Bill, you know, certainly we see so many Americans, I think, feeling very uneasy, and I just fear that when they come and say, well, roll up your sleeve, or we're going to give you a shot and we're going to protect you. Why, we don't know what is in those shots any more than the elderly people who, earlier this year or late last year, when they were told to take the influenza vaccine, went and took it, and not realizing, of course, it had toxic doses of mercury in it. And the studies by Dr. Fudenberg showed that after taking those shots for 3 or 4 years, say between 60 and 65, once they, of course, 10 years down the line, they would have 1,000% increase in Alzheimer's disease. And not only that, but it's amazing how the controlled media has concealed that from the elderly. And yet, if you look at the statistics, the one disease that is increasing so dramatically in America today is Alzheimer's disease.
Well, certainly we have this problem. I hope the public understands you've been lining up for flu shots. As we see here, Journal American Medical Association studies which report that the influenza vaccination reduces winter mortality risk among the elderly by 50% may substantially overestimate the vaccination benefit. What they really say at the end is, we've been vaccinating all of our adults for influenza for the past few years with no evidence it saved one life. So this is what they've come to. Now, this is what you're believing, and the problem for many of the listeners here, they're still taking the medicines. They trust their doctor. Well, that's somewhere else. That's not my doctor. And, of course, we're loyal to our doctors, maybe to a fault. I believe we need doctoring, but we need to be careful and skeptical. You know, it was Public Citizen, Ralph Nader's organization, that showed the FDA has approved 181 unsafe drugs that are still on the market. Yes, the beta blockers, statin drugs, and the type of drugs that you're now taking. I just have here, since the first of the year, I'll just read you the headlines. MS drug removed from the market, FDA alert. That was February the 28th. Adderall, a drug for attention deficit disorder. Canada removed it from the market. The U.S. FDA refuses to do that. That was February of this year. FDA asked Asians to cut down on the use of Crestor. This is the statin anti-cholesterol drug. They found it's unsafe, and the Asians need a far lower dose. It means it's toxic. That's March 9 of this year. Two eczema drugs could cause cancer, March 12 of this year. This goes on. Weight loss drug Meridia should be recalled. This is one of the drugs that Dr. David Graham, the whistleblower at the FDA, mentioned. Blood pressure combination unsafe, and they're pointing out that a couple of the ACE inhibitors and beta blockers can't be taken together. That's unsafe. Plavix, a blood thinner. Now, January 20th, 2005, could increase the risk of ulcers by as much as 12 times. Safety concerns reported on J&J's Alzheimer's drug called Reminil. That's January 22nd. Acne drug, they find out that the drug companies had memos they kept secret. This is your Accutane that came out, of course, in January this year. This is just the list that's growing in my little file box here this year. This is the U.S. FDA. You remember those, you know, the dietary supplements are unapproved, but the drugs are safe because they've been approved by the FDA? This is what you're hearing here.
Oh, don't forget about the fact that they took Bextra off the market. They asked Pfizer to take that off within the last 2 weeks.
Well, extras off, and certainly all Vioxx has been put back on, but they're not actually putting it back on the market because we've put the doctors into a crazy situation now where they have to prescribe it. It's a doctor-prescribed drug, and they don't want to put themselves at legal risk should someone have a heart attack and so on, which is what this increases the risk for. So this is the kind of craziness, the same people in the FDA that approved all these drugs, and what happened was we wanted to capitulate and help the drug companies lower the cost of their R&D, their research and development costs, which they say are over $200 million a drug. So we put everything on fast track, approve these much faster on smaller studies. But we don't know the safety in hundreds of thousands of people until it's already on the market. And then we approve TV advertising. The FDA allowed TV advertising of drugs like Celebrex that you saw and so on. And, of course, that built public demand, but the person who was supposed to stop all this were our physicians. They were, Ralph Nader's group is trying to tell us, please don't take any newly approved drugs because it's going to take 2 or 3 years to figure out if they're really that safe.
Well, you know, I think it's really what people have to understand is they experiment on the public. Now, probably if you've been reading the newspaper, you find that the Vioxx doubled the increase of heart disease. And to some people, they say, well, gee, the incidence of heart disease is pretty low. Doubling really isn't that much, and I really want the medication. And they've consistently lied to the public. Any of our listeners who would like to read Dr. David Graham's testimony, sworn testimony before the U.S. Senate, and he starts out by saying that before Vioxx was released, there was a study. And this basically showed that Vioxx increased in low doses the incidence of heart attack and using low dose medication sevenfold. And so Merck then wanted to get around that. They didn't want that. They released the drug without a warning, and then they compared it to Celebrex because they knew Celebrex treated to create heart attacks. So they figured if they could compare Vioxx to Celebrex, why their statistics had looked better. And what they found in this next study was that with high-dose Vioxx, it increased the heart attack risk with 3.5 times over Celebrex, which increased the incidence of heart attacks about 4 times. So, I mean, you start multiplying this thing out, you realize how lethal this is, and yet the public was not told, the doctors weren't told, they wouldn't even put a warning on Vioxx until just the very end. And then when they put the warning out, it didn't influence the sales at all. And the public didn't realize, of course, that tens of thousands of Americans were dying needlessly because of this. And it's estimated, one estimate, 160,000 Americans had heart attacks from this. Most people have never read that testimony. We do have it. We'll make it available free of charge to any of you who would like to read it. Just give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. Ask for Dr. Graham's testimony, or you can get it on the Internet. But how many people really care enough to find out that not only had the government been lying, but the news media has been lying, saying, oh, it only increased heart attack twofold. And they know that's a lie. They just don't want people out in the audience to know that's a lie because there are just too many people, especially the older people, are much more susceptible. And, a lot of them are useless eaters.
Of course, the FDA said we didn't know it was unsafe because we have to go through these safety studies at large. We approve a smaller study, and we don't know till later. Of course, in the testimony it came out, they had enough data 4 years before to pull that drug off the market and didn't. So that their excuse was false. They offered up a phony excuse that they didn't have enough data to know that it was unsafe. Of course, they were hiding behind all this. Now, for all of you who are taking pain relievers, this is pretty much our arthritis patients, but many other things, even chronic headaches and so on. There is not a safe over-the-counter pain reliever in the market today. Not acetaminophen, your Tylenol, which is a liver toxin, not ibuprofen, which is your Motrin and so on, your Advil and so on. These drugs, of course, are going to burn a hole in your stomach and cause ulcers and increase the risk of heart disease, as does aspirin. And I know you're telling me you just take the baby aspirin that's coated, but then you don't have enough strength to stop the blood clots and prevent a heart blockage and a heart attack like you think is the reason why you're taking an aspirin every day. Now, We have a big report on my website, and it's free for the next couple of weeks just for the Radio Liberty listeners. They can just go to AskBillSardi.com, go down to the pain reliever report on the left-hand side there, and download that report. It has, it's all about this fiasco of the pain relievers, and then it tells you about aspirin, whether you should take one every day. And then it's a whole report there on natural alternatives that you can use, everything from fish oil to pineapple extract. There's all kinds. It sorts them out for you. It has an instant 3-minute cure for almost every headache, which you can use as cayenne pepper and so on. And then we talk about nature's strongest pain reliever for the joints, better than morphine. It's called hyaluronic acid. You need to learn about it after you finish taking hyaluronic acid. You won't be using most pain relievers. You won't be using glucosamine and so on. Get the report now while it's free. It's special for all of you folks that we know you're supporting Radio Liberty in some way, so we want to get this to you and make sure that you have this information, because what's confusing with everyone is, well, what do I take? I'm still in pain. And, of course, there are some things you can try. They're safe to use and often more effective than the medications that you're now using. And I'm hearing from a lot of your listeners, Dr. Stan, that they're getting off medications, these prescription and over-the-counter medications every day. So I think this information is being quite helpful to many.
All right. Well, let's go to Herman, who's calling us from Carmel. Hi, Herman. How are you doing?
Great. Do you have anything in a natural way that can fight urinary tract infections?
Urinary tract infections.
Once you already have it?
You want to get your bladder to be acid, and that's what you need to do. Cranberry capsules down at the store, lots of vitamin C, take it every 2 hours, vitamin C. Try to get your bladder on the acid side so that you can fight this. And, of course, we point out that oil of oregano is a wonderful natural antibiotic that does not build, of course, resistance to the bug. So you can try oil of oregano. These are good things. They're at the health food store and safe to take.
And I remember, of course, when we were practicing medicine, we always used to give the people the cranberry juice. Of course, get the cranberry pills. I guess that's a little easier, but a lot of people used to really enjoy the cranberry juice, and that really did help to quiet down the chronic cystitis and chronic urinary tract infection.
You bet.
Anything else, Herman?
So that would work even for a serious infection?
Yes, and of course you may want to double up on that. The capsules work better than cranberry juice, and then you want to get yourself maybe all of those things we just talked about.
Okay.
In a stubborn case.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks so much. Okay, well, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And so there are lots of natural remedies you can use, and certainly before you just run to the doctor right off the bat. And certainly, I think it's so important that we realize that if there were to be a worldwide pandemic, you need to have the things on hand ahead of time to build your immune system, because you're going to find yourself, you don't want to go to the store. Nobody's going out. Everybody's going to be wearing face masks, and they're going to start shutting things down. I know what happened in the town where I live back in 1918 when that influenza epidemic struck. And nobody went out. They closed down the movie theaters. Everything was shut down. The other thing is, though, of course, that the things that you would need to fight off the disease, you wouldn't be able to get, because it'd be all gone from the store because the other people got there first. So think ahead. Wouldn't that be pretty good advice, Bill?
You bet. And, of course, we can't diagnose or prescribe on this program, but just so you understand, our caller here can't find an answer to his problem, and some of these medications, antibiotics, aren't working anymore. So we're offering some things that they can try. Of course, all verified in the medical literature that these things are safe and often effective to use.
All right, fine. Well, let's just mention something about Longevinix. How can people find out about Longevinix?
Well, everyone's asking about the red wine pill. I played a role in developing this thing. Of course, it's been wonderful for people. I can't say enough about it. It certainly is something for everybody who wants to live long and healthy. Longevinix, go to longevinix.com, Longevinex.com, 866-405-4000 to get information, find out about Longevinix, the red wine pill. And, of course, we find that Longevinix has many antibiotic properties, stops viruses, stops funguses. I don't believe that most people will take medications at all if they're just taking this red wine pill. They won't need a blood pressure pill. Theoretically, they wouldn't need one for diabetes. They wouldn't need one for cholesterol or even most antibiotics. So this is theoretically the breakthrough in red wine technology. You have to get it in a preserved capsule. You can learn all about it there. Go to longevinix.com. Or 866-405-4000.
And I think the significant thing is that most of the resveratrol products on the market are not packed in a nitrogen atmosphere. You have to have something that is sealed, and if you don't, why, it soon loses its potency. And that's the advantage of this pill, because it's actually sealed in a nitrogen atmosphere. Well, Bill, thank you so very much. It's always a pleasure to have you, and we'll look forward to having you again next month.
Thank you, Dr. Stan.
Bye-bye. All right, fine. Well, that was Bill Sardi, and we hope you enjoyed him, as we always do. And we're going to be back in just a moment here to wrap up this program here at Radio Liberty.
This is a fascinating four-tape set. Genocide, and one of the tapes is an interview with a Dr. Dunigan who heard back in 1969 actually a talk given by Dr. Day, who would later become the president of Planned Parenthood. And Dr. Day laid out the whole plan for America, the fact there are too many people, the fact that we're going to have to create new diseases, the fact that we're going to have to conceal some of the very obvious treatments for cancer, because people are going to have to die of something. They might as well die of cancer. An incredible interview and a series of other interviews that will go into the background of what is happening in America, why new diseases are cropping up all the time. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR for copies of our four-tape set, Genocide. It's vitally important that you help us to get this message out across America, because without knowledge, my people perish. America, our values, our future are under attack today.
Have you ever wondered whether you're really getting the truth from the media? Have you ever thought that maybe somebody's controlling your reality? Well, there's going to be a meeting. It's going to be held at the Westin Hotel over by Great America. It's going to be on May 28th and 29th, and it's going to be at the Conspiracy Conference. Now, if you'd like to know more about the Conspiracy Conference, call 209-832-0999. That's 209-832-0999. This is the fifth exciting year they've had this. Dick Gregory's going to be there, Nick Begich. There's going to be Daniel Hopsicker, Jack McLam. I'm going to have a booth, although I'll not be speaking. You're going to see really the contrast between good and evil. The Conspiracy Conference is a great educational opportunity. We hope that many of you will give serious consideration to going May 28th, 29th. That's 209-832-0999. That's 209-832-0999.
Are you concerned about your child's future? Well, it starts with a sound education. VHM provides for that cornerstone of your child's future with a quality education founded on biblical principles. Our school sets high academic goals while developing moral standards. From preschool through eighth grade, your child is taught by experienced and credentialed teachers in all subjects, including our dynamic music program and state-of-the-art computer classes. Proverbs 22:6 says, "Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it." For over 50 years, VHM Christian School has provided peace of mind to parents knowing their children are receiving an excellent education in a loving environment. VHM is located at 427 Capitola Road Extension in Santa Cruz. Won't you call us today at 475-4762? That's VHM Christian School at 475-4762. Doesn't your child deserve a chance to try VHM?
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, and of course we were talking a little earlier about the population control agenda. Most people find it difficult to believe that there could be evil people out there who would want to kill off a large part of the world's population. And yet, of course, if you study what these people write, you see what they do, you understand that this is exactly what's happening. Why did the Clinton administration do everything they could to block anything being done to stop the slaughter of the Christians in Rwanda in 1994? Why are they doing everything they can to block the United Nations from moving their troops in to stop the slaughter in Darfur at the present time? Where is this new epidemic of Marburg disease that is hitting primarily very young children, presumably those who've just recently received their vaccinations? And this new disease of Marburg is much more lethal than any we've had before. It appears to be almost 100% fatal. Where did it come from? Where did the AIDS epidemic come from? Well, if you'd like, of course, to get that testimony by Dr. MacArthur back in 1969, we have his testimony before the House Appropriations Committee, where he asked for $10 million to create a new disease that could be a means of mass killing. $10 million to create a new disease that could be a method of mass killing. That is his words, not my words. If you want copies of Dr. MacArthur's testimony, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. You really need to get the book, Emerging Viruses, by Dr. Horowitz, and you need to read that very carefully. You need to get our 4-tape set on population control. You need to get our 4-tape set on genocide. You need to get our 4-tape set on None Dare Call It Genocide. Those are different tape sets. And then we have the video on population control. We have the monograph on population control, which is up on our website at RadioLiberty.com. But if you can't get there, why give us a call? We'll be glad to send it to you. If you just get any of the other items we've mentioned, it's so important that the people of this country understand what is really going on. You need to get our 4-tape sets on water fluoridation. You need to get our 4-tape set on mercury and find out what they've done to the minds of our children. You need to get the 4-tape set on aspartame and ask yourself, why would they ever release a neurotoxic substance onto the market that produces cancer and lowers intelligence and produces convulsions? Why would they do something like that unintentionally? Well, all of this information is available from Radio Liberty, the 4-tape set on mercury, and there is a video you can get on that, a 4-tape set on aspartame, and there's a video you can get on that, the 2 4-tape sets on fluoride, and there's a video, or actually a DVD you can get on that, and then, of course, we carry the book, The Fluoride Deception. If you really doubt that, of course, they would put something into the vaccines to kill large numbers of people, you need to get the book, The Virus and the Vaccine, the story of the original polio vaccination that was given, the Sabin vaccine, the Salk vaccine, and the fact that there was a cancer-producing virus there. And when they found it out, they continued giving the vaccine. And they said it all throughout the world. And we find cancer increasing rapidly all throughout the world today, and many of those cancers have the virus in it. And they say that doesn't mean anything at all. Just because it's there doesn't mean that it produced it. Well, of course, I believe it does mean it. In fact, this is one of the most lethal cancer-producing viruses known to man. It was known as SV40, and it produced cancer in several different types of cancer in hamsters. It produces a mesothelioma, and of course the incidence of mesotheliomas has increased dramatically in the United States in the intervening years. The book is The Virus and the Vaccine. If you wonder about Lyme disease, you need to get the book, Lab 247, The Story of Plum Island, just across the inlet from a place called Lyme, Connecticut. Well, remember our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. If you'd like a free copy of one of our newsletters, give us a call. Our website, RadioLiberty.com. Pray for America. Pray for revival. Please pray for Radio Liberty until Monday. May the Lord be with you.